Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You're listening to The Flash. Escape the Midnight Circus.
I finally got my cyclotron back. Turns out the Midnight Circus has a really well-run lost and found department. They had my cold gun and a pair of sunglasses I lost 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, that's great. Quick question. Where's Iris?
Beats me. Just the mirror world playing tricks on you, my friend. You've reached the end of the line here, Alan. And, for the record, I'll take no pleasure in this. Despite the fact that you betrayed my trust, you're one of the better roommates I've ever had. And I'll think of our time together very fondly.
Likewise, but you could just beat me to the end of the maze and win. You don't actually have to kill me, right?
Technically, that is true. But I'd rather not leave any loose ends. I'm nothing if not thorough.
Leonard, come on. I mean, we're friends, man.
It's like I told you. Every man for himself
okay,
in here.
No. Wait.
Ow! My cyclotron!
Iris? Step away from my boyfriend from an alternate dimension.
This isn't fair! There are no teams in the Midnight...
Oh, that felt good.
Looks like he's, out cold.
Oh, God.
No, yeah, that was a mistake. I'm sorry.
I already regret saving you.
But you did save me. And you said that you would never stick your neck out for me, so...
Yeah, well, I owed you one.
How was your first challenge in the maze?
Good. I had to play bullet chess against the Mirror Master. You?
Logic puzzle.
Nice.
Seeing as we're headed to the same place, you want to walk together?
I don't see why not. After you, Barry. Here, this way. Need a hand?
No. I got it. It's just a little slippery out here. Got my tennis shoes on. God, it's taken me a while to adjust to having a regular old human body.
Well, the rest of us find a way to make do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by that. You have a very nice body. I mean, no. I'm sorry. You have a very normal body.
You're good, dude.
So what are you going to do when you win your freedom?
I don't know. I haven't really thought that far, but I'll definitely leave Central City. Maybe I'll leave the country, too. Go to Canada or Mexico and start a new life.
Sounds nice.
You?
Now I'm going to bathe myself in chemicals and try to get struck by lightning.
Right.
Assuming my plan to reconnect to the Speed Force works, I'll finally get my powers back. I can't wait to feel like myself again.
You don't feel like yourself now?
Oh, no. Over there, I'm the fastest man alive. Here, I'm some weak schmo.
Well, obviously, I still have a hard time believing that in this alternate timeline, you're the... What was it again? The Streaker?
The Flash. I have super speed, super reflexes, I can phase through walls, generally violate the laws of physics.
Right. For what it's worth, I don't think you're a schmo. This Barry Allen is pretty okay, too.
You're sweet, but if you saw how incredible I am with my powers, you would know what I mean.
For real, though, look at what you've accomplished. You took down the top, you beat Double Down, you outsmarted the Thinker, and you did all that without your powers, right?
Well, technically. I had some help, too.
Sure, but that's how it works. Everyone needs a little help sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that.
I guess.
Anyway, powers or not, I think you're an incredible guy. And I'm sure your Iris West feels the same way.
Well, thank you. Hey, look. There's a door in the cliff face.
Must be the way out. Guess this is the end?
I guess this is it.
So what now? Only one of us can win this thing. How do we decide who goes first?
Okay, here's the plan. When we go through that door, I use Captain Cold's cyclotron to blast at the guards. Under my suppressive fire, you grab Cat Grant. You hold her hostage in the green room. In return for her safe release, we demand a helicopter that can take us to Montreal. From there, I try to find a laboratory where I can
Barry,
get back...
Barry, that's not gonna work.
All right, fine. How about we crawl through the air vents and escape the studio? Then we hijack one of those swamp boats, you know, the ones with the big old fans on the back of them? Then we reach the city. We dye our hair platinum blonde. We'll
have Barry, that's crazy. People have done that before, and it always fails. We try to escape, and both of us are going
to
get killed.
Well, there's got to be a solution here. Both of us have to get out of here together.
We can't have it both ways. But if we play by their rules, at least one of us can survive.
So we have to choose?
Maybe we can flip a coin?
No.
Okay. I don't think we can do eeny, meeny, miny, mo with just two people. What about odds and evens?
No, you're going to go first.
What? No, why should I go first?
You saved me from Captain Cold. If it wasn't for you, I'd be dead already.
Well, you saved me in the Psychodrome, so we're even. We should flip a coin. That's only fair.
Iris, I'm the one who screwed up and tumbled into this dimension. You shouldn't have to pay for that. It's the right thing to do.
Are you sure?
100%.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess this is goodbye.
Goodbye, Iris. I love you.
I know. Before I go, take this.
What is this?
It's the Philosopher's Stone. I pulled it off of Dr. Alchemy. Maybe you'll find a use for it.
Thank you.
Good luck.
And here she comes now, through the final gateway, the last woman standing, Iris West.
Ladies and gentlemen, our champion of the Midnight Circus.
And in addition to earning her freedom, Iris has also won an all-expenses-paid trip to the Tequilaville Resort and Casino in scenic Gateway City.
Oh, it's heaven, absolute heaven.
And here comes a straggler. In second place, Barry Allen.
It was such a close final round. It really could have been anyone's game. But Iris West clinched it, so we'll have to say goodbye to Barry Allen.
And here via video conference to deliver Barry's last rites, President Murmur.
Please, President Murmur, how about a pardon?
Okay, all right.
What is this thing?
Mr. Allen will be euthanized with a special edition blackout chair.
Developed by Farouk Gibran, the blackout chair is a gorgeous killing machine capable of producing 5,000 volts of clean electricity. The blackout chair is available on GBS Online for only $6.99 plus shipping and handling, so pick up yours today while supplies last.
Oh my god. Electricity.
On behalf of everyone here at the Midnight Circus, we want to thank you for your participation. Barry, any last words for our audience and your fans all across the world?
Yes! Boron! Phosphorus! Blue!
Okay, listing elements from the periodic table. Pretty weird last words.
He's nothing if not original. So long, Mr. Allen.
Goodbye, Barry! What the hell happened?
That chair! It's exploded!
Is he dead?
Nope. In fact, I've never felt better.
Someone call security!
Hey, where do you think you're going? Come here!
Just thought I'd go for a little jog.
You get him! He's running!
Has he even signed his time card yet?
I'm back, baby!
Woo!
Do you understand, Barry?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you understand how the exercise works? Iris will express her feelings, then you summarize those feelings back to her.
It worked!
Whoa.
What worked?
I thought I died.
Can you please stay on topic?
Oh,
we're literally talking about how you can't be present. Are you crying?
I am so sorry. I totally screwed up.
Whoa, Barry. I wanted you to be more in touch with your emotions, but this is like a lot of emotion.
No, I'm sorry I missed the Dinwiddies.
But you didn't. The Dinwiddies aren't until tonight.
But I could have, because I always put myself first. And I know I need to be more present, but the truth is, I'm afraid of spending more time as Barry Allen because sometimes I feel like without my powers, well, I'm nothing. Just some schmo who works in a lab.
You know that's not true. I'm in love with Barry Allen, not the Flash.
Sorry, the Flash?
Colin, can you just... This is a private
Of course,
moment.
Sorry.
Thank you.
But sometimes I don't love Barry Allen. Anyway, I tried to fix things by going even faster, by being even more flashy, when what I really needed to be was more Barry. I don't know, does that even make sense?
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell you. I just want you to love yourself as much as I love you. It's kind of the whole reason I begged for us to go to therapy.
Well, it worked.
Man, I'm good at this.
Please make your way to your seats. The ceremony's about to begin.
You practice your acceptance speech?
Not really. I don't have a chance in hell in winning. I'm just here for the charcuterie.
Don't count yourself out. I've got a good feeling about this. Sorry, phone. Flash speaking.
Flash, Chief Thing here. We've got a situation at the Central City Bank. It's Captain Cold. He's trying to break into the vault.
Yeah. Chief, it's all good. I already asked Blue Beetle to handle it. He should be arriving any second.
What? We don't have time to wait for Blue Beetle. We need to...
Blue Beetle here. Got him up.
Oh, wait. No, here he is.
Oh, yeah, Capitan Frio. Bring it, essay.
All good?
Yes, I think so. Blue Beetle, thank God you're here.
Thank you.
Of course. Wouldn't miss this for the world.
Thank you for listening to the Flash Escape the Midnight Circus podcast. For even more adventures with Barry, look for The Flash movie on the Apple TV app. The Flash, Escape the Midnight Circus was written and directed by Henry Lovner, starring Max Greenfield. Additional performances by Susan Berger, Reba Burr, Dominic Burgess, Gadiel Del Orbe, Jeff Doucette, Kunal Dudecker, Dan Gill, Shalita Grant, Jim O'Hare, Max Jenkins, George Puller, Katie Rich, Bruce Thomas, and Laith Walshleger. Casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Produced by John Brooks, Fred Greenhalgh, and Kaylin West. Produced for Blue Ribbon Content by Tyler Dorson. Executives in charge of production for Blue Ribbon Content are Shalene Desai and Peter Girardi. Executive produced by Henry Lovner. Production services provided by Realm. Original score by Marcus Thorne Bagala. Sound design and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Dialogue editing by Corey Barton. Production manager, Devin Shepard. Production coordinator, Angela Yi. The characters and events depicted in this podcast are fictional. Any similarity to any actual person, living or dead, or to any actual events, firms, places, and institutions or other entities is coincidental and unintentional. This podcast is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries, and its unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Country of first publication, United States of America. The Flash, Escape the Midnight Circus, copyright 2023. Warner Brothers Entertainment Incorporated. The Flash and all related characters and elements are trademark and copyright DC. All rights reserved.